Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Chester Elton is here. Chester's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Golly, what are we coming up on? Coming up on a dozen years now he's been hanging out with us. Founder of The Culture Works, co-author of so many books. I can't see over the top. The Orange Revolution, along with his co-author, Adrian Gostick. The Carrot Principle, All In, still my favorite. A carrot a day, you're starting to get the picture. He's our good friend, Chester Elton. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much. Always a pleasure.
You know, ordinarily I don't like orange, but I'm making an exception in your case, Chester.
Well, it's a good thing because I got a lot of orange in my life.
It couldn't have been the Blue Revolution, right? It couldn't have been the slate. Of course, usually when people ask me what my favorite color is, I tell them tweed.
So, yeah. My dad said, "You ask a politician what his favorite color is, he'll say plaid."
Right. Well said. Hey, Chester. For a long time, I've been talking to my audience with various experts about the need to be in business for something, not totally, but included in your motivations for being in business, for something that's above and beyond just the almighty dollar, that there's something that you're here for, that at least part of the reason you're doing what you're doing is for a cause that's greater than you. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. We talk about all the time about you've got to have something more than just what you do and how you do it. That's the mechanics of business. But why? And we call it the noble cause, you know, your mission, your vision. And when you've got that in place, it engages your people at a completely different level. You know, it's not just a needs-based relationship, but it's an emotional engagement that helps you get over hard times. It helps you be more innovative. It helps you be more creative. And it just makes you care more about your products, about your services, about your customers, and about your communities. I think it's one of the big differentiators in great businesses as opposed to just businesses that can pay the bills every month.
Well, there's no question about it, and especially when you consider all the different ways that it pays off, right? I mean, it's good business. Doing something that's not just about business is good business on many levels, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we're just finishing July 4th here. And you look at the Constitution of the United States. Yeah, it's a great document for how government should function. But that, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that's the noble cause. That's what makes it so different. Where we engage, where we say, look, we've got something special here. We can build something remarkable. And we've got the mechanics of government as well. It's that emotional attachment, that noble cause that makes all the difference.
Right. Well, and the thing that, you know, the things that I'm thinking about are the not only as the leader of an organization does it set you on a path of in my opinion greater fulfillment, because there are days as you well know, Chester, there are days when your business is going to let you down.
Oh, absolutely.
There are days when all the elements of your business are going to let you down, and if you can't look around to find something to count on, something where you say, okay, at least I made a difference over there. And that, you know, and you've got that level. Then you've got the attracting qualified people. Then you've got attracting qualified customers. You can't minimize the importance, especially in the 21st century, in the age of the customer, you can't minimize the impact that has on other stakeholders.
You bet. And you said something really important, that greater fulfillment. You know, I belong to the Conference Board. It's a nonprofit group here in New York. And, mm-hmm. and we have within that group called the Engagement Institute with some wonderful organizations that belong there. And, And a couple times a year, we get to go study and take a look into the cultures of those remarkable organizations. And just last week, I was 2 days at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. I'm sure most of you listeners have heard of the Mayo Clinic. It is a world-famous care facility, right? In kind of a remote part of the country, when you think about it. You know, Rochester, Minnesota is not a major hub or a major city. But it was founded on the principle that, you know, you needed to not just care for the physical. You needed to care for the body, the mind, and listen to this, the body, mind, and the soul.
Mm-hmm.
So to treat the whole patient, to create this wellness. And the Mayo brothers, together with some Catholic nuns, got together to build this hospital after a catastrophic event in Rochester. Well, when you talk about that mission and vision, right from the very beginning, and this is 150 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
They said, you know what? The needs of the patient come first. In your words, the age of the customer, right? The needs of the patient come first. And it was remarkable to see how every department and every employee internalized what that meant to them and how they would interact with their patients.
Mm-hmm.
It's a phenomenal culture that has, you know, produced world-class research and world-class results for 150 years. So to your point, is it good business? Does it work? The answer is absolutely, and you have to have it.
Well, and more our stakeholders not only are looking at whatever your other, whatever greater cause you're focused on, more and more they're not only looking at that like, oh, what a nice thing to do. They're expecting it to be there.
Absolutely. And you know what I like, Jim, is how is it then manifested? So, okay, I've got this, you know, great. You know, we can put all the posters on the wall, and we can get together, and we can write this beautiful mission statement. But then how do we execute on that? And I'll tell you what was really interesting. While we're there, I mentioned that, you know, one of our guys in our house, I said, you know, it's really interesting to me that in an age of casual dress,
mm-hmm.
everybody here wears a suit and tie. Why is that? And here's what the answer, what I thought was fascinating. He said, out of respect for the patient,
mm-hmm.
we want the patient to know that they are so important that we wouldn't come to work dressed in jeans or a T-shirt
mm-hmm.
or torn, whatever, that we wear suits and ties. It's a matter of respect. So
wow.
What I love about that is the connection from the vision to a simple action that
mm-hmm.
has deeper meaning. So every time an employee gets up in the morning and they put on their suits and ties, they're thinking, I'm doing this out of respect
mm-hmm.
for the patients that I will
mm-hmm.
interact with today.
Something greater than themselves.
Exactly.
Whatever that may be, ladies and gentlemen, find something in your life that's greater than you, that you can subordinate your precious time and maybe some of your money for, and do that. It'll make you feel better. It'll make your life better. 20 after, right back with Chester Elton. I'm going to ask Chester to talk to us some more about that soul thing. I talk about it in terms of the spirit. It's a big deal. We're going to talk about that with Chester Elton after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.